High school football is on the air. You're tuned to 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com for Saugatuck High School football. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Spectator Sports Bar and Grill, DeMond Super Value, and the Butler Restaurant. Also making this broadcast possible are Coral Gables, Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, and Shoreline Orthopedics. Now, let's join Gary Stevens for tonight's Saugatuck High School football game on 92.7thevan.com and 92.7 The Van.
As the Wildcats and the Indians are both taking 1-0 marks into tonight's campaign. The Indians coming off a very impressive 48-6 triumph in Blanchard Montebello, a game in which Joe Kieselski ran for 259 yards and two touchdowns, also caught a TD pass from freshman quarterback Blake Dunn, and Alex Ngobia took two third-quarter kickoffs to the house of 90 and 85 yards. He also had a touchdown run himself as the Indians played almost a picture-perfect game. Coach Bill Dunn, though, saw some things that he can work on, and we'll hear from him as well. As for second-year coach A.J. High here at Marcellus, started off the year well, winning for the first five games in 2012 before losing the last four and falling out of a playoff berth. Well, the Wildcats took some of the bitter taste of that out of their mouths last Thursday night with a 41-8 win at Bloomingdale as John Bailey rushed for 92 yards and three touchdowns in a very solid performance. But this is a different challenge, and memories may be a little bit long tonight. The Indians have taken four or five games against Marcellus over the years, but that one loss came a year ago at Jarvis Memorial Field when the Wildcats came in and beat the Indians 33-7, a game that stirred some emotions at the end. The Indians aren't going to dwell on the emotions of that end of the game other than the fact that they're going to try to maintain their heads and maintain their cool towards tonight's game against the Marcellus Wildcats. A warm night and not much of a crowd at the outset. We had a good crowd make the trip down from Saugatuck to Montebello for the game last Thursday, and we're hoping for another good contingent driving down M40 to Marcellus for tonight's game. We'll hear from Coach Bill Dunn in a few moments, but first let's get a look at how the Wildcats are shaping up through the eyes of their head coach, A.J. High. We'll hear from him next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Second game of the season for both the Saugatuck Indians and the host Marcellus Wildcats. Wildcats coach A.J. High joins us. And Coach, a nice opening day victory last Thursday. Very impressive. And to a certain extent, I thought very much needed, because you ended the season with not a great taste in your mouth, and to get the kids' confidence back to be able to be a winning team was almost as important to a certain extent than it is getting a victory on the board.
Yes, we definitely needed to win the game, and it was a big win for us just because just to open up the year on a good note, and it was a team that we really needed to beat. And we have a young team this year. Replaced a lot of people, and it was really good for them to come out with a win.
What answers did you see in that game from your young team, and what questions still remain?
Well, like I said, we had a lot of seniors last year, and we really didn't know what to expect coming into the year. Just really had no idea. And these kids have answered a lot of questions as far as how hard they're going to work, and they get better every single day, and how good we are right now, still not sure, but get better every single day. So they're much more physical than we thought they were going to be, for sure.
Was it just simply strength that is improving their physical, or is it physical strength of their body, or is it strength between the ears that has surprised you a little bit?
Both. They all have grown and developed and hit the weights, and that has a lot to do with it. And then they've a lot of them are just have not had a lot of experience. So just, I mean, you know, just every watching them get better every single day, just mostly because they're coachable. So.
Talk about coachable. You know, your second year with the program and trying to build something down at Marcellus. Last year, 5-4, yeah, you know, the tough way to end the season, but, you know, you seem to be turning the corner with that program, and sometimes turning the corner is as tough or even tougher than it is building your way up the ladder, as, you know, coaches have to do with programs.
Right. You know, we definitely felt still pretty happy with last year. I mean, we definitely would have liked to got another win there at the end of the year, but we played some really tough teams. And, I mean, overall for the season, we played pretty good football, just had a tough schedule. But this year, this group of kids is just kind of a different group of kids. And we're, you know, honestly, we're not we're obviously trying to win every game, but we're really just trying to get better and just keep getting better throughout the year. We've got a lot of young kids. I mean, so yeah, I mean the future looks pretty good, but we just gotta keep getting better.
What things do you want to see from your team in order to get a victory tonight?
Well, Saugatuck is much larger than us in size, and really we're just looking for our kids to read their keys and do their jobs and play to the best of their ability. And if that means we can beat them doing that, then that's what we're trying to do. You know, as far as a physical matchup, we're probably a little outmatched, but, if we do things right, we can definitely beat them.
Good. Coach J.J. High, as always, we appreciate your help and your hospitality for tonight's game with you and all the staff over at Marcellus. Look forward to the game coming up. Wish you and your team not only good luck in this game, but also a very successful 2013 season as we go down the line. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.
When we come back, we'll have the thoughts of Saugatuck High football coach Bill Dunn. You're listening to Saugatuck High football, counting down to the game in Marcellus on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Welcome back to Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. From the furthest north that the Indians will play in the regular season in Blanchard last Thursday to the furthest south that the Indians will play in the regular season in 2013, that is Marcellus. And head coach Bill Dunn, first of all, let me ask head coach Bill Dunn, if you talk to athletic director Bill Dunn, I don't know if this game was originally on the schedule or not, because normally when you play SAC South teams, it's 2 years on, then maybe 4 years off, but this is the third straight year you're playing the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was on the schedule, and we're moving towards a schedule that's exclusive. There we go, to just the SAC South and North playing each other all nine games. So we're in the process of doing that, with the one exception with Montebello this year. But yeah, it was definitely on the schedule, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, let me ask you a straight out question. There are those who thought that this has been done in the Wolverine Conference, involving South Haven, Allegan, Plainwell, and Otsego and the like for a number of years, and some say, well, it's good because you can be able to solidify your schedule, not so good because you don't test yourself against outside competition.
Yeah, I'm not. To be honest with you, I was not for this type of scheduling, but because I like the fact that I can go out and play other teams and publicize our conference and test the waters with different schools and see where your team is at.
All right, let me one more question along the lines of outside the conference, and then we'll go into tonight's game. You a little surprised that after 1 week the South looked good, and outside of the Indians, North didn't look so hot?
Yeah, it's they've been pretty strong on the other side for several years now. So, you know, it's going to be a good test the next 3 weeks with Marcellus, Decatur, and Hartford. So we'll know exactly what kind of team we have.
In our after-the-game segment that's on our website at 92.7thevan.com, we chatted about the fact that last week's win at Blanchard Montebello was almost a picture-perfect win for the Indians. A lot of good things to talk about, a lot of things that the coach can be able to work with the players on over the next 8 days or so. Since last Thursday, it was pretty much a teaching time, wasn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of teaching time. And our kids have responded well. You know, we put in a different version of what we do offensively, and the kids responded very well. They executed well, but you know, there's always that insatiable attitude to never be satisfied with where you're at and keep working hard to be better.
The featured running back in the Saugatuck offense, and now 11 years at the helm for you of the Orange and Blue, has been the fullback, and you've had some great ones over the years. It's a little early to say whether or not you want to try to rank Joe Kieselski with some of them, but certainly he started his account very nicely last Thursday night.
Absolutely. 158 yards on 10 carries with that ability to put him on the edge and throw to him on a 13-yard touchdown pass from my son Blake. But Joey has a lot of great things that he can do, and he'll rank right up there with some of the greats that we've had. You know, he finished last year on a great four-game run of close to 200 yards a game. So Joey's a special player, and we look for great things from him.
Talking with Coach Bill Dunn prior to the game in Marcellus tonight, let's talk about the quarterback. And Blake Dunn made some things and played beyond a freshman. At other times, he looked like a ninth grader. Besides the obvious learning situation, maturity-wise, what about physical maturity? Are you concerned that at the end of a nine-game or even longer season, that's going to become a factor as you go along?
Oh, he'll be tested. Definitely he'll be tested. He made a nice run the last Friday night and got popped real good and coughed the ball up. And those are the kind of things we're looking for. And see how he responds to that. That was a great hit. And, yeah, ideally he doesn't want to cough that up, but he did. But he came back and continued to play hard and make some plays. But over a course of nine games and hopefully beyond that, it's going to be a test for him, especially as a freshman. But, you know, he is physically put together pretty good at 5'10", 5'9", 160 pounds. So physically, hopefully he'll be able to endure that.
Now let's talk about a player that didn't get the headlines. Joey had the big game offensively, two long runs from Alex Segovia. Your son did well at quarterback, but I thought A.J. Starring was a star on both sides of the ball, at the lines and as a linebacker on last Thursday night.
You betcha. A.J. did a tremendous job on both sides of the ball, and you know, this is kind of the first year he has that opportunity to start both ways for us at defensive end and offensive guard, and he'll be tested from a conditioning standpoint, but he did very well this past Friday, and we continue to look for great things from him.
All right, tonight's game against the Marcellus Wildcats, we had a chance to hear from head coach A.J. High a little bit earlier. A little different team than the one that beat the Indians at Jarvis Memorial Field last year. Certainly the sting of that defeat will be remembered, but also a team that is, and a program that's on the rise under A.J. High, appropriately.
Absolutely. A.J.'s a good coach. He understands the system that he's teaching. And, you know, they do have a different team this year, but still a team that will be competitive and well-coached. And, you know, if you make mistakes, it's going to cost you. So we have to continue to be disciplined, play our game, play physical, and hopefully good things will happen.
We'll hear from head coach Bill Dunn following the game on our website at 927thevan.com with our regular after-the-game feature. And Coach Bill Dunn, good luck to you and the Indians tonight.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, we'll take a look at how things are going in Marcellus as we're counting down to the kickoff of the Indians game against the Wildcats. It's Saugatuck High Football on 927 The Van and 927thevan.com.
This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the expressed written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. Opening kickoff is moments away. We'll have it for you next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We're moments away from the opening kickoff. Indians will receive the kick, defend the south goal to our left, clad in their all-white uniforms with royal blue helmets. The black-clad Marcellus Wildcats have senior Jeff Bridges with the ball on the tee at the 40, and he's ready to approach, and we're about ready for the opening kickoff of week number two. And Bridges, as he booted it, the far line judge threw the flag and is going to call offside against the Wildcats. One of the Wildcats stepped over the line on the kickoff, so right off the bat, Marcellus gets a five-yard penalty even before the first tick is taken care of. 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest at 6, which really is not a factor. The American flag to our right is hanging limp, so the wind is not a factor at all. We got about a crowd of about 150 that made the trip down from Saugatuck. Moore is filing in. So from the 35, Bridges will kick off. Deep is Alex Segovia, is standing at his own 5-yard line. Right-footed kicker, Bridges delivers a short kick, and it's taken there by Koenig at the 20. Right side hurdles the man at the 45-yard line of the Indians, and finally knocked down at the Saugatuck 48-yard line. So that's where the Indians will set up shop, first and 10, with 11:53 to go here in the first quarter. Freshman Blake Dunn will be at the helm of the Indians, 5 of 6 through the air for 46 yards and a touchdown. His fullback in the familiar team formation offense is Joe Koshelski, the 6'4", 220-pound senior, and he'll get the ball off of right guard, gets it past midfield, takes 4 Wildcats to knock him down at the 47 of Marcellus. That's a gain of 5, second down and 5. Koshelski's coming off a 158-yard, 2-touchdown rushing performance last week up in Montebello. Alex Anschutz and Jake Koenig are the messenger running backs for Bill Dunn. Koenig brings in the play. He's a 6-foot, 165-pound senior. He lines up to Koshelski's left in the full house backfield. Dunn delays, rolls out to the right, spins around one tackler on left end, I should say. Stumbles forward, trying to get to the stick, finally knocked down, might be measured about a half yard short. Late to 5'10", 160-pound freshman. Won 8 carries for 59 yards last week. He'll get the ball technically to the 43-yard line of Marcellus. That is a yard shy of a first down. It'll be 3rd down and 1. Less than a yard in actual. Ball on the left hash. The right halfback joining Anschutz is Alex Segovia. But it is Koshelski off of left guard. Finds a seam past the 40 to about the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 9 and a converted first down for Saugatuck on their first 3rd down challenge. Anschutz is a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore. Segovia, 5'10", 155-pound junior. We'll get to the rest of the offense as we go along. No score, just a minute and a half gone in the first quarter. On first down, the handoff up the middle goes to Anschutz, and Alex Anschutz gets it past the 30. Going behind the blocking of 7'6", 245-pound senior Andrew Blocken, 6'1", 175-pound senior Damian Waldo. Block the center, Waldo the left guard. Moves the ball to the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 5 for Anschutz. It's 2nd down and 5. The right guard is A.J. Starring. We talked about him in the pregame, the 6'2", 205-pound senior. Indians in there, full house backfield, done on the keeper, around left end, stiffs arm as a man gets it, stretching past the 25, he needs to get to the 24, and the officials say that he did do so. It's a gain of 4 on the play by the run on by Dunn, and it's the 2nd first down in the opening series for the Indians. Left tackle for the Indians is the 6'3", 300-pound senior Cameron White. Right tackle is Taron Holmes, the 6'1", 260-pound senior. We'll get to the ends momentarily on 1st and 10 from the Marcellus 24. Dunn back to throw. Looks right. Throws right to a wide open Segovia at the 10. 5 touchdown Saugatuck Indians. Just like last week when Blake Dunn's first pass was for a touchdown. This time it's Segovia who catches the 24-yard touchdown on the play action. And the Indians have a 6-0 lead. A very crisp 6-play, 52-yard drive. Conversion attempt from Tanner Nutty. Success on the football field. He's scuffling with the soccer team, and we'll tell you about that at the half. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is up and true. 9:29 to go first quarter. Our score, Saugatuck 7 and Marcellus nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Tanner Nutting has the ball to our left at the 40-yard line. Back deep to receive the kickoff is Jeff Bridges. It's a grounder. Bounces off the receiver at the 15, up the middle to the 30, 32. 2-yard line. Tyler Olson was the one who picked it up for the Wildcats, and he moves the ball. And it's a recovered fumble. The Indians have recovered the ball on the fumble recovery, and it looks as if it's Jordan Mitchell on the fumble recovery. So Jordan Mitchell, the fumble recovery on the return. Saugatuck will set up shop now, first and 10. We'll call it at the Marcellus 30-yard line with 9:22 to go in the first quarter, and the Indians, already scoring a touchdown on their first possession, will work in the gun. Done. Swings it out left side to Anschutz, but Alex didn't get much to do there. Closed down effectively by Brandon Clark. No gain on the play, second down and 10. The ends for Saugatuck is Austin Phillips, 6'1", 185-pound senior. Got a little dinged up last week, but he's ready to go. In fact, the Indians, the health of the Indians, all A-OK. Josh Shagway, the 6'2", 275-pound senior, is at right end. Phillips lines out wide to the right. Segovia in a slot right. In the gun is done. Hands it off to Kraszewski around right end to the 25. Penalty marker flies down the right sideline to the 15. Out of bounds inside the 10. We have two flags, one by the line judge and one by the referee. This one probably going back. Indians only committed one penalty in last week's game against Montebello, but this time they were caught waltzing, and so the holding call will mark it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was the 21-yard line of Marcellus. So it'll be the first penalty against Saugatuck, and it'll move the ball back to the 31-yard line. Well, they'll mark it at the 32. So it's second down now and 12 for the Indians, who have scored on all but two of their possessions offensively this year. One was a fumble by Blake Dunn in the second quarter last Thursday night, and the other was the victory formation, a kneel down by backup quarterback Alex Segovia. Again in the Dunn. Again, Dunn is back. Short drop. Throws left behind and incomplete. He wanted Kernick, and he threw behind him. Third down and a dozen at the Marcellus 32-yard line. Indians trying to capitalize on the Jordan Mitchell fumble recovery. We have another penalty and another hole, but this one's against the Marcellus Wildcats. So they got caught dancing with the stars, and that's a fast five and a fast first down for the Indians. The Indians have gotten the break here, not only with the fumble recovery, but now instead of third down and a dozen, they'll have it first and 10 at the Marcellus 27-yard line. Two penalties, 15 yards. No, the new rules say it's not automatic first down, so it is now second down, and they'll mark the ball at the 22-yard line. So the 10-yard holding minor, the penalty. Two wide outs to the left. Dunn is back to throw. Hands it to Kraszewski. Around left end. Tries to stiff arm a man to 20. Cannot do so. Solid tackle by safety Tyler Olson, the senior. Stops Kraszewski for maybe a yard, depending on the spot. And that's exactly what it's. Nope. It's going to be no gain. Third down and 10. Ball at the 22-yard line. Wildcats with four down linemen, junior Zev Powell, freshman Brandon Clark at the tackles, senior Zach Stuck and junior Hunter Sibley at the ends. Third and 2, and it's done around right end. Cuts inside, gets inside the 20, pushes his way through to about the 15-yard line, a good solid 7-yard run, and a second converted third down challenge for Saugatuck. 8-yard gain on the run by Dunn. The linebackers, four of them for the Wildcats. The outside backers are sophomore Andrew Romig and senior Jeff Bridges. The inside backers, senior John Bailey, sophomore Austin Sonneville. The secondary in a moment. First and 10 for Saugatuck on the 15. Hand off to Segovia. Trips over one of the Indians' blockers. That's A.J. Starring. And A.J. pretty much stopped him cold. Loss of one on the play, second down and 11. Ball on the Marcellus 16. The corners for the Wildcats, senior Stephen McKenzie, junior Hunter Rogers, senior Tyler Olsen, we've already mentioned his name a couple of times, is the safety. Right out to the left on second down. Indians in a partial gun, done, flips it off left side, over there to Segovia, incomplete, almost a lateral, but it's ruled a forward pass, so again, the Indians on a third down challenge. They've had the ball offensively for the first 5 minutes of this game. They scored on the opening possession on the 9-yard touchdown pass from Bill Dunn to Alex Segovia, and the conversion by Tanner Nutting 2.5 minutes into the game. Then they recovered the fumble on the ensuing kickoff and trying to capitalize on points. The senior Nutting definitely in field goal range for him. So the Indians would like to come away with some points. They sort of like the maximum. Dunn throws to the left side, wide open and too far. He led Joe Koscielski a little bit too far on the left side, incomplete. So it's fourth down, and Segovia and Tanner Nutting will come in for the field goal attempt. Fourth-year starter as the place kicker, as we met, and he is the last link to that 2000 Division VIII finalist team. A couple of other players were on the roster, but Nutting is the only one. Blake Dunn will hold at the 23. It's a 33-yard field goal attempt. Long snapper is Cameron White. Steps down. Kick is up. Kick is straight and true. With 6:47 to go in the first quarter, Tanner Nutting gets a 33-yard field goal, and the Indians extend their lead to 10-0. So we're doing some quick mathematics as we speak. After the fumble, it is a 7-play, 14-yard drive, and it took 2 minutes and 35 seconds off the clock, Nutting's 33-yard field goal, giving the Indians a 10-0 lead after Segovia capped a 6-play, 52-yard drive, 2:24 off the clock, by catching a 24-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Blake Dunn. You can make the winning play, you can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember that nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. And for Skiris, our producer, back in our studios, I'm Gary Stephen, and this is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van. And, of course, we're streaming live at 92.7thevan.com, podcast the game in its entirety overnight, and of course we'll also chat with Bill Dunn when this game is over and we're off the air, and that interview will also be on the podcast at our website at 92.7theband.com overnight. So Tanner Nutting waiting to put the ball on the tee, but the umpire is so holding him up. One new rule this year, especially in hot conditions, and you can consider 80 degrees of kickoff as hot, is that we will have some official timeouts for the players to get hydrated. So Tyler Olsen, who coughed up the ball on the last return that set up the field goal, will try to make amends. He stands at his own 10. Tanner Nutting, who does have a strong leg, we'll see whether or not he's going to air it out here. He's also the punter, so he's not kicking for show, but this time he drills it. And Olsen lets it roll into the end zone, touchback. First and 10 for Marcellus, and they'll set up shop at their own 20-yard line. And 6:47 is left to go in the first quarter clock. Hunter Rogers, the junior, is at the helm for the Wildcats. Only was was 2 of 5 through the air for 64 yards last week. His fullback is Stephen McKenzie, the senior. But the featured back is one of the halfbacks, Jeff Bridges, a senior. Bridges rushed for 92 yards on 12 carries and 3 touchdowns in the win against Bloomingdale. The other halfback is senior John Bailey, I should say, rushed for 92 yards. He's one of the running backs. And Bridges, no slouch, is either 38 yards and a touchdown. On the first play, stumbling is Rogers on the handoff. Left side, absolutely. absolutely nothing for the Indians halfback John Bailey. Austin Phillips snuffed out the play. Maybe a half yard, we'll call it no gain. Second down and 10 at the 20. Simple offense to Saugatuck, and you'll see two tight ends. Sophomore Andrew Romick and sophomore Brian Lewis. The center is sophomore Skyler Hawkins. Junior Zeb Powell, junior Hunter Sipley are the guards. Senior Zach Stuck, freshman Brandon Clark are the tackles. Second down, just under 10 yards to go. Long count by Rogers as the black-clad Wildcats under 10 seconds. No. Penalty marker by the back judge. It's a delay of game, third penalty against Marcellus for now 20 yards. And it's not been a good start for A.J. High's team. Wildcats in their all-black jerseys with orange numerals shadowed in white, black helmets with the block orange M, and there's an orange stripes as the trim, and names in orange on the back. On second down and 15, handoff up the middle. And it was McKenzie, the fullback, and Steven gets the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10 from the 20. And a year ago, it was a more high-powered offense for the Wildcats, but they suffered heavy graduation losses, and they're trying to build a very young team under Coach A.J. High. Delayed on the signals getting in from the coach, and so now Hunter Rogers does the Len Dawson choir boy huddle. Now they break. Again, full house backfield, similar to Saugatuck. Third and 10 from the 20. Ball at the middle of the field. Pitch goes to John Bailey. Tries to go around right end. Cannot do so. Coming up the works is Joseph Shagway at Liz from his defensive end position. Drops him for a yard loss. So it's three and out for Marcellus on their opening possession, down 10-0 with 4:46 to go in the first quarter. And the Indians will drop back Alex Segovia, who returned two kickoffs for touchdowns last Thursday at Montebello. And he'll stand about midfield, waiting the punt of Jeff Bridges. Bridges standing at about his own 5-yard line. Decent snap, penalty marker flies. Some pressure from Starring. And the ball will be bounced out of bounds in the Saugatuck side of field, about the 45-yard line. But the line judge made the throw through the flag. In fact, the flags threw from both line judges as the ball was snapped. Bridges averaged 41.5 yards last week on the punt. The legal procedure is the call against the Wildcats, and that's now four penalties for 25 yards. So it'll be another punting attempt, and Segovia will still stand about midfield. Last week, a turning point in the game occurred when A.J. Starring ran into the kicker. Would have given the ball back to Montebello in a crucial point, but the Montebello had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and then the following play was a shank punt. Bridges' short punt bounces at the 40, gets a Saugatuck bounce back toward the Marcellus side of the field. They'll down it at the 35-yard line. So the punt goes 21 yards, and the Saugatuck Indians will set up shop first and 10 in good field position at the Marcellus 35-yard line, 4:05 to go in the first quarter. And the Indians are enjoying a 10-0 lead on a 24-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Alex Segovia and a 33-yard field goal from Tanner Nutting. On first down, up the middle, Koshelski. Pass to 35. John Bailey finally gets him down along with the junior Hunter Sibley. Koshelski moves the ball to the 32. It's a gain of 3, and it's second down and 7 for the Tribe. Jake Koenig comes in with the play from Bill Dunn. Out goes Alex Segovia. Normally, Koenig alternates with Anschutz, but Anschutz stays in. Koenig will line up in a slot right. Phillips wide out to the left. In the gun, Blake Dunn. Low snap, pitches it over to Koenig. Around left end, trying to clear the corner. Spins around one tackler, then he's finally hauled down by Hunter Sibley. Just could not clear the end. Koenig could not do so, and Marcellus' defense is starting to be a little more stout after basically getting carved up on the first series by Saugatuck. Six play, 52 yards, and only took 224 to march down the field. So the Indians, who are 2-for-3 on third down challenges, will try again, this time 3rd and 7 from the 32. Full house backfield. Dunn in the tee. Back to throw on the play action. Under some pressure. Will keep it. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Austin Sonneville, the sophomore, made sure Dunn wasn't going to try to use the escape route up the middle. So the Indians, after getting good field position, go 3 and out. They may be asking too much of Tanner Nutting to try to boot one from 50. So Nutting stays on the sidelines with 2:18 to go. Clock is running in the first quarter, and the Indians lead 10-0. They'll go for it on 4th down and 7 from the 32-yard line. But Bill Dunn says, I want to talk things over, and he'll take the first of his 3 timeouts right here. So, as we will tell you, that your home for Hope College football is 92.7 The Band and online at 92.7theband.com. Follow the exploits of the Flying Dutchman with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince calling all the action. Catch Ron and Adam tomorrow evening at 6:40 as the Flying Dutchman open the season by visiting North Park. Hear every exciting play on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com, but I am airing, and I apologize. Ron and Adam will be doing basketball. Jerry Conference will be on the microphone with Ron tomorrow night. By the way, on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, every Friday morning, Coach Dean Krebs and one of his players join Ron and Jerry for the Coach's Roundtable program. And we videotaped it today, so you can see the video on our website at 92.7theband.com. And he hit Blurry Jackson, the new fullback for the Flying Dutchman, as the special guest today. So now the Indians, after spending the first of their 3 timeouts, will continue to make a go for it on 4th down and 7 from the 32 of Marcellus, their 3rd possession. And the gun is done, 3 wideouts to the left, man in the backfield as well. And Dunn is back to throw. He looks left. He throws over the middle. It's complete. And it will be a first down. Austin Phillips with the reception at the 24-yard line. It's a gain of 8. And it's a first down for the Indians. They need to get to the 25. They got it to the 24. So the Indians willing to throw it up a little bit more than in previous years with Blake Dunn. More of a passing quarterback than the last few Indians signal callers, who were more athletes. Dunn on first down, hands it to Koshelski around right end, 25. Tries to go around the low tackle attempt of Bridges. He slowed him up, did Bridges, and Koshelski was finally knocked out by Stephen McKenzie, but not before he gets the ball to the 19-yard line. It's a gain of 5, 2nd down and 5. It's a natural surface here at Marcellus High School. And a crown, and it is crowned rather noticeably outside the hash marks. Field's shown some wear and tear, but still in decent shape. 2 wideouts to the left, slot in the right, in the formation of T is Dunn, hands it up to Koshelski, and Joe up the middle, past the 15 to the 14, the way the officials spot the ball, that should move the sticks. The referee looks over, sees the sticks, moves the right hand forward. Another first down, a 5-yard gain for Koshelski. And the Indians, who have scored 10 points on their first 2 possessions, trying to tack on extra points before the end of the quarter. We're a minute to go in it. Sun is starting to set. We are in the eastern stands, which is, let's put it this way, normally, stands in football on the west side, but on the east side, we got the sunglasses going, but the sun's starting to set. Low step and the gun, done under some pressure. Throws left, he's got, and shoots. Alex around 2 tackles, gets it into the end zone. touchdown. Blake Dunn is thrown for his second touchdown pass of the day. This one to Alex Anschutz. It is a 14-yarder, and the Indians have now extended their lead to 16-0. It was under some blitzing pressure. And Dunn kept his cool, saw Anschutz release, threw it in a left flat, a little bit low, but Alex wasn't under any pressure. He scooped it up and then rambled to his left for the score. Nutting in for the conversion. Dunn will hold. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is good, but a whistle blows, and that will cut, but the whistle is for the extra point. The officials blew it real fast. So it is a 7-play, 35-yard drive after the short 21-yard punt with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck extends its lead to 17-0. So 3:27, the length of the drive for the Indians. Indians will conclude their three-game season opening road trip next Friday night when they take on the Raiders in Decatur. We'll be on the air at 6:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Looking at the sack after 1 week of action, the Indians were the only North team to win. All the other North teams played South teams and lost. Bangor, Bloomingdale, Fenville, Goebbels, and Martin. As Marcellus, Decatur, Hartford, Lawton, and Waterbleed registered the victories. What about the eight-man team, Lawrence? They handled their opponent quite well, 61-0. And tonight they're playing Martin in a game in which the Clippers are also playing eight-man football. There's been some talk that Martin might go to eight-man next year. This is an experiment, maybe by Martin. Nutting has the ball at the 40, ready for the kickoff. Back deep is Tyler Olsen standing at his own five. High kickoff moves Olsen back into the end zone. Touchback. First and 10 for Marcellus. He was trying to stay in bounds to get a return possible, and he slaps his hands in disgust. And with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, Marcellus gets the ball for only the second time tonight, down 17-0. A fumbled kickoff and a 21-yard punt has been the only evidence they've had of the football. And A.J. High knows that it's going to be a tough task tonight. And it's not been helped by not only the fumble, but also four penalties for 25 yards against the Wildcats. First and 10 for Marcellus. They're at their own 20-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Full house backfield behind quarterback Hunter Rogers. Off of left guard is John Bailey, the senior. Hard running. Moves the ball to about the 24-yard line. That might be the last play of the first quarter. Indians with another stellar opening stanza, this time putting 17 points on the board on two Blake Dunn touchdown tosses, one of 24 yards to Alex Segovia, one of 14 yards to Alex Anschutz. And after one quarter of play, our score, Saugatuck 24, Saugatuck I thought it'd be 17, and Marcellus nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We'll begin the second quarter with the white-clad Indians with the royal blue numerals, white pants, white jerseys, orange trim, royal blue, plain helmets this year with the orange grills. They'll defend the north goal to our right. The black-clad Marcellus Wildcats jog out. They'll have it second down and six at their own 24-yard line as they begin the second quarter in Opal. And AJI and the Wildcats are hoping that a change of direction will change the direction on the field, also make a change of direction on the scoreboard. 17-0 drive. Second down and six from the 24-yard line, ball at the middle of the field. Quarterback Hunter Rogers barking out signals. And Rogers hands it off to his halfback, Jeff Bridges. Off of right guard he goes, and he'll carry the ball past the 25 to about the 28-yard line. Another four-yard gain, but it's another third down challenge for the Marcellus Wildcats. Are 0-1 so far. Saugatuck defensively, the four-down linemen, A.J. Starring and Joshua Shagway are at the ends. Andrew Block, Cameron White at the tackles. Outside backers Austin Phillips and Nick Putski. Joe Koszulski is in the middle. Jake Kernick and Alex Anschutz are at the corners. Alex Segovia, Blake Dunn are the safeties. Third down, and we'll call it a long two from the 28-yard line. pro set formation, one wide out to the left, two tight ends. And Rodgers is back to throw. Throws it left, it's complete, and breaking a tackle is Jeff Bridges. As Blake Dunn was trying to go for the pick, and then Bridges got the ball, went around him, and moves the ball to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 14 and a first down on the third down conversion. It's the first down of the game for the Wildcats, down 17 to nothing. So Rodgers is on his first attempt of the night, his second attempt. He missed 0 for 1 earlier. Rodgers gets the play in from, goes to the sidelines momentarily or near the sidelines to get the signal from Coach A.J. High, and then he runs over to tell the teammates. First and 10 from the 48. Hand off up the middle. Not much there. As fullback Stephen McKenzie wrapped up in the arms of Cameron White, 6'3", 300 pounds, and you get wrapped up in his arms, you don't go anywhere. And that is second down and 10 at the 38-yard line. As we mentioned, sixth meeting between these schools over the years. Indians have won four of the first five, but Marcellus won last year at Jarvis Memorial Field 33-7. 2 years ago here, they don't want to talk about it too much around these parts. Tribe 56-7. Second down and 10, ball now on the left hash for Marcellus at the 38-yard line their own. Down 17-0. Problem, fumble on the handoff as quarterback Rodgers collided with his halfback trying to hand the ball. He pounced on it quickly before Joe Koscielski could have gotten to the ball. But Rodgers loses three on the play to the 35-yard line. It has been mistakes so far killing A.J. High's team. We mentioned the four penalties for 25 yards, the fumble kickoff after Saugatuck's first touchdown that led to an Indian field goal, and now almost another gift, almost another takeaway. Indians, try to remember, they did have a turnover, but I don't recall if they had a takeaway last week at Montebello. I don't have my sheets in front of me. I apologize for that. So third down, and we'll call it 13. Handoff up the middle goes to John Bailey, and he just runs right into the middle of the wall, and Nick Putzke is in the middle of the wall that time. Maybe a yard to the 36, so it is fourth down, and the first punt by Jeff Bridges was only 21 yards. They'd like to see him do a little bit more here. Dropping back deep will be Segovia and Dunn, and they'll stand at about their own 35-yard line. Long snapper for Marcellus to the center, Skyler Hawkins. Good snap, good kick. Dunn at the 33, to the right, to the 40. 45, splits the couple of tacklers, gets past midfield into Marcellus territory. Nice return of 19 yards to the 48-yard line of Marcellus. That's where the Indians will set up shop, first and 10, with 8:12 to go in the first half, leading it by a score of 17-0. 31 yards on the punt by Rodgers, Jeff Bridges. So after the return of 19 yards, Blake Dunn will set down the offense as the quarterback for the Indians. And Dunn adds it to Koscielski off of right guard. Up the road he goes, and away he goes. And it's a touchdown run for Joe Koscielski up 48 yards. And the Indians extend their lead to 23-0 with a conversion coming. Joe Koscielski went between the blocking of center Andrew Block and right guard A.J. Starring. And once he broke into the secondary, nobody was going to be able to pull him down. And he pulled away for the 48-yard run. It only took 11 seconds to run that 48 yards. Conversion attempt from Tanner Nutting. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is square and true. 8:01 to go first half. Our score, Saugatuck 24 and Marcellus nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. After the punt return by Blake Dunn to the 48-yard line of Marcellus, Joe Koselski runs the next play 48 yards for a touchdown. One play, 48 yards, 7 yards, 7 seconds on the drive. Conversion by Nutting, 24-0 Saugatuck. Standing inside his five now after two touchbacks is Tyler Olson for the Wildcats to our left. Tanner Nutting has already had two touchbacks in his three kickoffs. And he drills this one. Olson bobbles it, rolls to the goal line, picks it up there. Olson up the middle, tripped up. Nice submarine tackle by Alex Anschutz as Olson went past the 10. He dives forward to get at least some yards out of it. But it's been a very tough opening 12 minutes for the Wildcats. They'll set up shop first and 10 at their own 13-yard line. With 7:53 to go in the first quarter. One first down so far for the Wildcats as Hunter Rogers jogs over to set to give his teammates the play. And we're ready to go. Wildcats last week took care of Bloomingdale 41-8, but they're finding tougher sledding so far against Saugatuck, down 24-0. Rogers in the full house backfield. Rogers. Up the middle is the carry by McKenzie. Pardon me, it's John Bailey. He'll go off of left guard. Gets it past the 15. Actually, they'll mark it right at the 15. A gain of two on the play. Second down and 8. As Bailey was carrying the mail there. 5-4 record for the Wildcats last year. The first winning season for Marcellus football since 03 when they went to the state playoffs with a 6-3 report card. Second down and 8 from the 15-yard line. Ball on the left hash. Rogers barking out signals for the Wildcats. Rogers hands it off to Bailey. Stood up A.J. Starring. Followed up by Koenig and Koselski. A.J. Starring, as we mentioned at the outset, a star. Defensively, especially for Saugatuck, stops Bailey for absolutely nothing. Third down and 8 from the 15-yard line. At the half, we'll take a look at some of the numbers and we'll have the MHSA perspective. JJ's topic tonight will be officials have their days. That's at the half. And for Skier is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. We're coming to you from Marcellus High School tonight. Straight down M40 south from Allegan. Until the city of Marcellus, the M40 bears off, you go straight right into the school. And Saugatuck straight into a 24-0 lead. Back to goes Rogers. He fumbles on the sack. Ball is loose, and it's recovered by the Tribe inside the 10. And over the ball will be Andrew Black. So it's the second fumble recovery for the Indians. This time, Black gets the fumble after pressure on Rogers rolling right, and the Indians are setting up shop first and 10 at the Marcellus 5, first and goal to go at the Marcellus 5 with 6:11 to go in the first half. And the Indians trying to extend a 24-0 lead. Blake Dunn sets down the traditional Saugatuck T formation offense with two tight ends. Shashagway to the left and Phillips to the right. Koselski, the fullback. Hand up, rolling right is Dunn. Looks, throws into the end zone, incomplete. He led Segovia a little bit too far. Play action, and the throw was a little bit low, but there was some blitzing pressure from the Marcellus front line and linebackers that forced Dunn to throw a little bit earlier than he wanted to. That pressure, Dunn was able to figure out on his second touchdown toss to Alex Anschutz in the first quarter. He has thrown for two touchdowns. Joe Koselski has rushed for one. And Tanner Nutting, a 33-yard field goal. That's our scoring. Second down and goal from the 5. Phillips wide out to the left. In a slot right is Segovia. Two tight ends. Now in motion, Anschutz to the right. Low snap. Ball is loose. Dunn and Koselski had problems figuring out who was going to get the ball. Dunn thought Koselski was. Koselski thought Dunn was. And the recipient of that is Jeff Bridges, who recovers the fumble. So the second turnover of the season against Saugatuck, and Bridges recovers the fumble at a very opportune time for Marcellus. They were in danger of going down by four majors. Now they'll set up shop at their own 14. Halfway through the second quarter, exactly, we're 6 minutes to go in the first half. But we'll see if that's the spark that the Wildcats need. It has been a very tough opening quarter and a half. Hunter Rogers barking out signals. Hand up the middle. Not much doing there. Starring with the tackle as was McKenzie, the running back. And McKenzie carries the ball for no gain. Well, maybe a yard. We'll get him to the 15. Second down and 9. McKenzie, 7 carries, 41 yards last week against Bloomingdale. He did peel off a 17-yarder. So the Indians and the Wildcats exchange turnovers, but the Wildcats still deep in their territory at their own 15. Ball on the left hand, on the right hash. Wide out to the left. Pro set formation. Rogers barking out signals. Rogers pitches it to Bailey, trying to clear around left end, and cuts back inside through two tackles, gets it past the 20, pulls his way forward, trying to get to the first down stick. Starring finally with the hit for Saugatuck. We'll see where they spot. It should be about a yard short to the 23. Bailey took the toss, went to the left, and cut back inside, and broke a couple of tackles at the line of scrimmage, and that sort of helped him get that 8 yards. And officials will stop the clock with 4:48 to go. And as we saw last week, and this is one of the new rules changes, actually what it is a more traditional stoppage of play to bring the sticks over, just to make sure. I think maybe Marcellus wanted to see exactly how much yardage they needed to get. The stick is stretched. Hey, guess what? It touches the end of it. That's a 9-yard carry on a first down, only the second of the game for the Wildcats. So, some extra running, an extra hustle there by Bridges. And they'll reset the clock with 4:55 to go in the first half. So the Wildcats do get a first down after the fumble on the low step by Saugatuck. Each team, well, actually, Marcellus with two fumbles. Indians with two takeaways, and Marcellus has a fumble recovery. Right out to the right is Stephen McKenzie. Two tight ends, pro set. Bailey and Bridges behind quarterback Rogers in the T formation. Rogers behind center hands it off to Bridges. And Jeff trying to go around right tackle. Maybe a yard to the 25-yard line. Clock becoming an enemy. Full 3 timeouts still in A.J. High's hand. I'm not certain if we will get an official timeout before the end of the first half, because we've had a Saugatuck score. Normally officials do call one timeout per quarter in warm conditions, and we started this game in 80 degree heat. Get the players some water and hydrate themselves. New rule this year in the MHSAA. Second down and a toss, and it's a fumble. Bridges is going to pounce on it before A.J. Starring got into the neighborhood. But it was a bad toss and maybe a miscommunications between Rogers and Bailey. It's a drop back to the 15-yard line. Third down, and we'll call it 19 from the 15. Wildcats have to get into the 34. 3.5 to go, first half. Saugatuck with a 24-0 lead. Wildcats not basically running their regular offense right now. No sense of urgency in trying to get plays in right now. It's a young team. Whistle blows. A.J. High says, got that play in a little bit too late. He'll call time with 3:10 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck leading at 24-0. On the AM side, our game tonight is over in Zeeland, the battle between East and West. Greg Chandler has told us second quarter score is East 7 and West 6. Other games tonight across the lakeshore. Holland taking on the Rangers at Forest Hills Central. Holland Christian's home opener against South Christian. West Ottawa's home opener against Grand Ledge. Hamilton, like Saugatuck, hitting the road for the first 2 weeks of the season. The Hawkeyes are in Coopersville to take on the Broncos. Other Southwestern Conference games tonight, we told you earlier about the Lawrence at Martin game, the 8-man game in which the Clippers are going to play eight-man ball to accommodate Lawrence, who is playing eight-man ball for the next 4 years. A possible move by the Clippers to go to eight-man football next year. Bentonville's at Decatur, Bloomingdale's at Lawton, Hartford's at Goebbels, and Bangor is at Water Valley. And as we mentioned last week, clean sweep for the South over the North in games last Thursday night. Five matchups, five wins for the South. Lawrence played out of conference. Of course, they're an eight-man, and they're not really in the SAC South this year in football. And Saugatuck, of course, winning at Montebello. All right, each team with two timeouts remaining, as both teams are now back out to the field to resume action with 3:10 to go in the first half. It is third down and 19 for the Wildcats at their own 15-yard line. T formation, barking out signals, Hunter Rogers. Rogers back to throw. Throws over the middle, incomplete. He threw it behind Bailey. He was being covered by Anschutz. But he was the only, they had another band wide out to the left, but it was Bailey pretty much the man who was going to get to the ball. So it's fourth down, and the third punt of the night coming up for Jeff Bridges. So the exchange of fumbles, the Wildcats could not take advantage of that gift. And Alex Anschutz, pardon me, it's Alex Segovia, who will stand inside his own, inside of midfield for Bridges' third punt. Low steps, has problems handling it, moves the kick, it is loose inside the five, Indians will get it. But it was a low snap from Skylar Hawkins, and Bridges tried to get the kick off and got hit as he booted it, and the Indians will set up shop first and goal at the six. 2:58 to go. Technically, it's held on downs, but it's first and goal for Saugatuck. This is where they were just a few moments ago when they had a fumbled snap of their own, trying to increase their 24-0 lead. 2:58 to go, first half. Done. Rolls to the left. Round one tackler to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Blake Dunn scores his second touchdown. Then he got hit after scoring the touchdown by John Bailey. And the penalty marker does fly. So Blake Dunn scores his second touchdown of the year rushing. He has already thrown for two tonight and has thrown for three already this season. And the Indians have increased their lead to 30-0. 9 seconds it took to win those 6 yards, roll out to the left. We've had four penalties for 20 yards, and the referee is going to come over to Bill Dunn. It looked as if Bailey gave Blake Dunn a hit late. I think what the referee wanted to see with Bill Dunn is how they wanted to administer the penalty. They'll administer the penalty on the kickoff. So the conversion coming up from Tanner Nutting. He's missed one extra point. That was because of a bad snap. Never had a chance to kick it so far this season. Dunn will hold. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is square and true. 2:49 to go in the first half, and Saugatuck has a 31-0 lead. So it is all Tribe right now at this point. Next Friday night, we'll be down in Decatur for the Indians game against the Raiders, the third and final game of the season opening three-game road trip. We'll be on the air at 6:40 on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theVan.com. And then finally, the home opener at Jarvis Memorial Field 2 weeks from tonight, September the 20th, when the Hartford Indians come calling. And then home against Bloomingdale the 27th, October 4th, the trip over to Martin. Then two more home games on October the 11th against Fenville and October 18th against Bangor before we close the season. A little bit further up, M40 from where we are right now, over at Goebbels. So the Indians with five road games, three to begin the season. And they're off to a promising start after winning at Montebello 48-6 last Thursday night. The Indians are enjoying a 31-0 lead here at Marcellus. So after the penalty, five penalties for 40 yards against Marcellus. Indians with only one penalty, I believe. Yeah, for 10 yards. Nutting will spot the ball at the 45 for Marcellus. And it might be just academic. I don't think we will see Bill Dunn at this point trying to pull any trickery here. He probably is going to tell nothing. Let's see if he can put it through the crossbars, through the goalposts on the kickoff. He's waiting for the signal from the referee, and now he does have it. Nutting approaches the ball, and he'll drill it, line drive into the end zone. So on his kickoffs, three have been put into the end zone for touchbacks. So Marcellus down 31-0, four majors and a field goal. Have 2:49 to try to get something on the board. To have something to build on here at the half. Blake Dunn has thrown for two touchdowns to Alex Segovia of 24 yards and to Alex Andrews of 14 yards. He also ran for a touchdown of 6 yards. Joe Koselsky, a 48-yard touchdown run, 10-0, a 33-yard field goal for Saugatuck, scoring two first downs on four possessions for Marcellus. Penalty marker flies. They've already committed five penalties for 40 yards. They're going to get their sixth right here. Illegal procedure marks the ball back at the Marcellus 15. Five penalties, 45 yards against Marcellus. Saugatuck, one penalty of 10 yards. A.J. High is using this game as an educational tool. Wildcats here against the Goebbels Tigers, and that's not going to be any picnic either next week. Tigers look to be very strong again this year. They won one of the tri-division winners with Saugatuck and Bloomingdale last year, and Bloomingdale suffered heavy losses. On first and 15, the pitch goes over to Bridges around right end, past the 25, gets run out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. Jake Koenig with the run out, but it's a good run around right end by Jeff Bridges. And moves the ball to the 27-yard line. It's a 12-yard run. Second down and three. And right now, when you're down by 31-0, you still have time. You still have 24 minutes, 26 minutes if you count the 2:40 left here in the first half. And what Marcellus needs to do more than anything else, build slowly. You can't score a 31-point touchdown. But build slowly, get a score, get a stop or two, and get the momentum running. Whistle blows, and Marcellus will have to call the second of its three timeouts. They've already been hit on a delay of game penalty for being a little slow in getting the play clock going. And so they will call another timeout here. Their second, one timeout remaining. Bill Dunn still has two with 2:40 left to go in the first half and 31-0, our Saugatuck lead. Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes we recognize for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships, one of which was won last year by Holland High's Connor Boss. Application materials are available exclusively online through MHSAA.com, with a deadline for applying up to November 22nd. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With that for Skier, I'm Gary Stevens. Hope College football season opener tomorrow night. The Flying Dutchman are beginning a new campaign at North Park of Illinois. Ron Weatherby and Terry Clomparents will bring you all the action beginning at 6:40 tomorrow night right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. One more timeout for Marcellus. They'll have a second down and three. They'll have the ball on the right hash at the home 27-yard line, down 31-0. Rogers hands it to this wrap back Bailey. Moves forward past the 30-yard line and gets a first down. Finally knocked down at the 34-yard line. It's a gain of 7. And so Marcellus picks up its third first down of the game. 2.5 to go in the first half. Full house backfield. Back to throw Rogers. Hit as he throws it. It's intercepted by Koselsky at the 36. He'll run it into the end zone. Touchdown. Joe Koselsky, 36-yard INT for a touchdown. And Saugatuck extends its lead to 37-0. Rodgers was hit as he threw. And Koscielski pretty much in the line, sort of watching for any running backs that might have come out to release, got the deflection. I think maybe A.J. Sterling was in the middle of that, along with Andrew Block, to make the hit. Nutting in for the conversion. Indians with a 37-0 lead, trying to make it 38. Second turnover, third turnover against Marcellus. Indians have scored 10 points on those turnovers nothing has hit another extra point. And with 2:18 to go in the first half, Saugatuck's lead is now extended to 38-0. The only time they've been stopped was on a fumble. And they have been very sharp so far in the first game and a half this season against a couple of opponents right now that are looking to build them. You know, they're two young teams. Montebello is a young team last week, and this week it's the Marcellus Wildcats who are blooding, to use a British term, investing in some young players to learn the system under HAI. And as we mentioned earlier, getting the team to 5-4 last year, it was a tough season in the sense that they opened up with 5 wins, but then 4 losses to end the campaign. Knocked them out of the playoff, but still is the first winning season since 03, and it's been a long time for Marcellus football. And part of building a winning program, and Bill Dunn can tell you that this through the years, Bill 60-40 in his 11th year. He really scuffled. Indians, in the last 5-plus seasons, 41-13. So you do the math. Bill Dunn was 19-27 the first 5 years. All right, here's the kickoff coming up from Tanner Nutting. Tyler Olson standing at his own 5. Nutting will hit a grounder, taken by Bridges at his 20, up the middle 30. Hit down by Segovia as he gets to the 35-yard line. Indians looking much sharper now on their kickoff returns this year. That's been a bane for them over the last 3 years. Teams were getting long kickoff returns for touchdowns against Saugatuck. This year, they've tightened it up pretty good. 2:11 to go in the first half, and Marcellus will set up shop at their own 35-yard line. That is the deepest. They've gone as deep as their own 38-yard line. That's been their deepest penetration so far in the first half. Saugatuck took the opening kick and went in for a touchdown, and Marcellus has been playing from behind ever since. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Hand off up the middle to McKenzie. Steven gets a good second effort. Finally stocked down by Phillips. Crowd appreciative of McKenzie's hard work. He gets 5 on that play and puts it to the 40. Second down and 5 from there. Similar offenses, both teams, Indians. Adding a few things, they call it the pistol offense to go along with their regular wing. And the handoff up the middle to Bridges. Jeff with some hard running behind the blocking of centers at Powell. And he'll get the ball past the 45 to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 8 and a first down. Only the fourth of the game for the Wildcats. But the clock will continue to run now with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. Phillips now, Rodgers, hand up the middle, extra running, hard running, John Bailey. So right now we're seeing a little bit of fortitude by the Wildcats, but the clock's against them, only one timeout remaining. They're trying to get to the line quickly. Gain of 8 to the 44, second and 2. Minute to go in the first half, 38-0 Saugatuck. And on the play, Rodgers rolled right. He collided with running back Stephen McKenzie, and that collision pretty much helped the Indians knock him down for a loss of 1 yard to the 45. One timeout left for the Wildcats. They still are not going to use it as Coach High says his team get to the line. Now yells out the play to his quarterback, Rodgers. punter sets down the offense, third down and three. Back to throw, Rodgers. Throws over the middle, incomplete. He tried to get to Brian Lewis on the left flat. Good hit there by Segovia. And one for six now on third downs. Fourth down with 20 seconds to go in the first half. And the Wildcats will go for it. Fourth down and three from the Saugatuck 45. They're almost their deepest penetration. They've gotten to the 44. Throw over the middle. Complete. First down for Marcellus. Andrew Romig with the reception. And it's a first down at the 37-yard line, an 8-yard gain. And now, with 15 seconds to go in the first half, Marcellus will call the third and final timeout here in the first half, trying to get at least one score on the board so they don't have to face the running clock to begin the third quarter. So it's there is some urgency, but only 15 seconds left. But some good, solid tosses by the Wildcats there. Brian Lewis with the last reception. Romig had the earlier one that made it close. I put two 80s on my sheet here, and it was 88 Lewis that made the reception that got him the first down. So, A.J. High has been told by the referee, you are out of timeouts for the first half. And the Indians will try to keep the goose egg up. They couldn't do it last week. They won, but it was 48-6. That was the same score for the JV's game up in Saugatuck last night. JV tried 2-0. Back to throw on first down. Rodgers looks right, throws it long and complete. And it's a touchdown for Marcellus. Jeff Bridges got behind Jake Koenig and hauled it in for the score. Yard touchdown reception for Jeff Bridges, but a penalty marker behind the play. We'll see. The referee made the call, but I think this one will go up against Saugatuck. Might have been a late hit on Rodgers as he let the ball go, but it was sort of a high toss, and Jeff Bridges was able to get it at about the five, shook off Koenig, and went into the end zone on the right side. Conversion attempt now for Jeff Bridges. High snap, and the kick is low and no good. It was a high snap from Skyler Hawkins. Hunter Rodgers was trying to bring it down, and as Bridges kicked the ball, he basically kicked a grounder. So the PAT is no good. But Marcellus is on the board down 38-6, and so we will see regular timing on the clock to begin the third quarter. So that's something to build on. As we mentioned before, the Wildcats do have two quarters to work with, and down 32 is not insurmountable. They'll need to get a couple of breaks, but they have something to build on, something to get some momentum going with 6 seconds to go in the first half. So the touchdown pass completes a 7-play, 65-yard drive, and it took 2:05 off the clock as Bridges caught the 37-yard touchdown pass. The kickoff for Bridges will be at the 45-yard line after the Saugatuck penalty. That's the second against the Indians for the personal foul, the roughing the passer call. Two penalties, 20 yards against Saugatuck. So it hasn't been a textbook game in the sense, with 6 seconds left, I'm not certain whether or not Marcellus will try anything here. Bridges gets the signal. Indians have only 5 men up. We'll see if Marcellus will try a short kick. No, they will try a short high kick. Koenig at the 8. Right side, 15, 20. Slowed up at about the 24, and that'll end the first half. So Saugatuck gets two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown from Blake Dunn, and they'll go to the locker room at the half, leading the host Marcellus Wildcats 38-6. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.